episode 472 of Global from Asia. Ever wonder how to test a product before risking thousands on inventory? Today, we're diving into the digital twin method with Alex Tran, co-founder of Intellext. He's got 15 years in e-commerce and a patented tool under his belt. Stay tuned for game-changing hacks to pre-sell products and build a customer list you actually own.
Welcome to the Global from Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business is broken down into straight-up, actionable advice.
Today, we're diving into a topic every Amazon seller needs to hear: how to pre-sell products without risking inventory. My guest is Alex Tran, co-founder and CEO of Intellext. He's been in e-commerce for 15 years. One of his brands just turned 10. And he even built an early supplier negotiation platform that earned a patent and served the government of Canada. Today, he's here to share the digital twin method, a system that helps Amazon sellers test new products without the inventory gamble and start building customers they actually own.
Hey, GFA community, Lisa Yuson here, your community manager. I'm super excited about today's episode because Alex is also speaking at the Cross Border Summit 2025 in Chiang Mai, November 3rd to 5th. Mark your calendars. Plus, we've got a listener question from Sarah in Seattle about managing rising ad costs on Amazon. We'll tackle that later, so stick around. Mike, what's the vibe for today?
It's all about reducing risk and owning your business. Alex is bringing some serious insights to help our listeners break free from the Amazon grind. Let's get to it.
Want to connect with global e-commerce leaders? Join us at the Cross Border Summit 2025 in Chiang Mai, Thailand, November 3rd to 5th. Network with experts like Alex Tran, attend workshops, and level up your cross-border game. Get your tickets at crossbordersummit.com. Don't miss out.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for choosing to listen to or maybe watch us. We're here in the shade on a Friday afternoon here in Chiang Mai, Thailand, with my friend and an expert today sharing, Alex Tran. Nice to connect with you, Alex.
Good to be here.
Yeah.
Nice day.
It's an amazing day. It's really nice. Friday, no rain. I know you recently, it's not been so recent now, but you moved up here from Bangkok.
Bangkok, yep.
How
six
long?
6 months ago.
6 months, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't go back. I enjoy
it
so much up
like
here.
You like it here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And today we have a really good treat. I have some of my paper notes. So Alex is the CEO and co-founder of Intellect, which is an AI company, and you made AI products before OpenAI. You're helping with supplier negotiation tools, and you're passionate to help entrepreneurs to reduce risk and do business better. So you've been doing e-commerce for 15 years. You've had a brand successfully running for 10 years, which anybody watching this or listening knows that's a amazing thing in itself. I mean, the game. I call it the gladiator in the arena. So that's amazing. And you're also, you have a family here, and I've gotten pleasure to know your family. I'm with my family, and that's been fun. And you're going to be sharing today about the digital twin method, mm-hmm. which is something new for me, and helping Amazon sellers or sellers in general reduce risk by launching products smartly and without inventory risk.
Without inventory risk.
So I hope I got it all. There's a lot in there. And thanks for being here, Alex.
Yeah, I appreciate you getting me on your podcast. You're the man up here in Chiang Mai and Bangkok, too. You're the connector, I would say, the super connector. So awesome. Thank you for that.
My pleasure. So how did you get into the game? How did 15 years ago? What's the origin story?
Yeah, eBay, right?
Yeah, of course. Also, I started on eBay.
Right. So that's the origin story. I was one of the first to sell digital products on eBay.
Oh, okay.
So what we did back in the day was we created a digital product that solved a problem, and then eBay doesn't allow you to sell digital products.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, how did you do that?
So we printed the digital product on a CD, okay, and we shipped it out.
Okay.
I didn't think it would sell, but it does.
Okay.
Or it did. Fast forward to today, and I'm going to cover this in the digital twin method. It works again.
Okay.
Not on eBay, but on your own platform.
Okay. Yeah. I'm excited to hear. I mean, I'm a student as well on this topic. So maybe before we dive into that, like your AI experiences, and you have a patent on what you've done, and it was before OpenAI. OpenAI was like late, at least I remember 2022.
Yeah, late 2022.
Late 2022 is when I first heard or saw it.
Yeah.
So you had this supplier negotiation tool, AI tool?
Yeah, so we dealt a lot with vendors because I came from corporate, B2B. So we dealt a lot with suppliers, contracts, and contracts rule the world. They still do, more so for companies than you and I. But believe it or not, when you deal with China, when you deal with Thailand, when you deal with another vendor, the contract rules, right? Mm-hmm. So part of the problem with contract is that there's a lot of back and forth. It takes a long time. Lawyers get involved, mm-hmm. okay? And the language changes. So the cycle gets prolonged. It's okay, sort of, for a bigger company, but for small businesses like ours, it could kill us. We can miss a window. So we got put our thinking hat caps on, and there were a few of us came up with, what if there was a way to create AI to create the contracts, but also to manage and negotiate the contract when the time comes due? So that was the genesis of it. This was definitely before OpenAI. We had no idea. Nobody had any idea, right? So we wrote our own language model from scratch. And then we were able to get into the contracting standards. We're still there. So that's how we get our notoriety, our leads.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, I mean, it's true. Like OpenAI, I just feel like it just came. It was one of the fastest growing from launch, or at least when they opened it, the amount of users.
You're absolutely right.
And it's evolved. I mean, it's evolved. I think it's also give me some tips on vibe coding, like AI coding.
Exactly,
like
right? I mean, things you couldn't do 2 years ago.
It's mind-blowing, yeah. It's really mind-blowing. So let's get into it. You have 400 SKUs yourself now?
Yeah.
And you're doing like 100 a year. And how does that... That sounds pretty overwhelming to me. So.
It is overwhelming, to be truthful. We have to have that many SKUs because we have several brands, but also we're in the fashion.
Yeah,
niche.
Fashion.
So in fashion, you need to keep rolling out new stuff, right?
Yeah.
Because people get sick of it. They want to see new stuff. And if you ever go to the mall, you'll see the beginning of the season, fresh products come in. 3 months later, they're clearing almost all of it, okay? That's our problem too. Same problems online. So we had to mitigate that risk somehow. That's when we started to try strategies where we pre-launch.
Yeah.
And then we do the notify me, and then we created social channels to give us social signals. And it works, but it wasn't methodical. So about a year ago, I got sick of it. Honestly, I got sick of the cycles because who wants to guess wrong?
Mm-hmm.
The risk is very high when you launch a product.
Even we had a nice barbecue with friends and David. I share some of my failures.
Yeah.
I'm dealing with some overstock. Yeah, it's painful, especially if it's inside Amazon, you're like dead.
Yeah, you're
dead.
You're dead. It's dead stock. It's dead money. They charge you money to get rid of it.
the screw is like
grinding
into you. Yeah.
Exactly. I like to say that when you launch a product on Amazon, you face two major risk factors. Number one is product risk. The product could be wrong. You could do all the great research and Jungle Scout, all the tools or whatever, but it's wrong. And number two is Amazon risk.
Yeah.
Who knows what they're going to do with it, if anything, right? So we put on our thinking hats, and then we looked back in the archives and discovered that what if there's a way to solve a problem first, to validate the product with the problem? Because after all, most products solve a problem, a pain point, something like that. So that was the genesis of it. We tried it out last year, officially. We've actually done this for our consulting clients for years. And we systematized this last year, only because we can do it now with OpenAI or Claude or whatever LLM you have. And it's been successful.
Great. And this is the digital twin.
The digital twin method.
So it's a framework.
It's a framework, yeah. The idea is that every physical product can have a proxy in a digital world.
Okay.
For example, let's say that you're selling supplements, right? In the old model, when it was easier, you would just launch supplements on Amazon and you rotate the SKUs, you rank. Remember those days?
Yeah, I miss those days.
And then you rank harder, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, impossible, actually. So, especially for things like supplements where it's like hyper-competitive.
Yeah, it's really hard.
Yeah, it's hyper-competitive. So rather than do that, we look at, okay, what is the problem? Why are they taking the supplements? What is the exact pain points? We validate that on sites like Reddit or Quorum, and we have a formula for that too. Then we create a product to solve one problem. Okay. So for example, let's say you're into intermittent fasting. I've been doing that for years. When you intermittent fast, you're going to ask, okay, what is the protocol? It seems simple. Don't eat, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're a woman, there's a protocol because it messes up with your hormones. So we solve a problem with the protocol, get them to pay for that problem. When you get to the thank you page, we introduce a physical product for the first time. Mm. So let's stick with fasting. You'll need vitamins, right? Because you're cutting down on food, so of course you'll need the vitamins to supplement the food that you're cutting down on. So we have it on the thank you page, then we have it on the follow-up sequence.
Okay.
We're still solving the problem, and we're not going off script. We're just, hey, by the way, you might need this B complex, okay? And if the uptake is a certain amount, then you potentially have a higher chance of getting a winner and a lower risk of ordering MOQ of 500.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus the artwork, the shipping, the storage, the packaging. If it goes wrong, the disposal.
And the new tariffs.
The new tariffs. Thank you. How can I forget?
Yeah. We're reminded.
Yeah.
About that. Okay.
So that's the idea.
And I think it's paid ads for Facebook and socials to a landing page. So digital twin. Digital product solving the pain point that you're trying to solve, and it's also matching the physical product.
Yeah. So I've been on Amazon for a long time, just like you, and most people that we talk to say that they want to get off of Amazon. They know that it's Amazon's sandbox. They know that it's Amazon's algorithm, and if you bet on one horse and the horse breaks his leg, you're screwed, right? So they know logically that it should be on Shopify, on Etsy, on their own platform, all that. But it's hard. You get used to being a cage fighter, and you're always a cage fighter.
I call it gladiator.
Gladiator, right? Yeah. Right? The PPC, the organic ranking, the buy box. So there's inertia, right? And there's risk, of course, because when you leave Amazon, you need to worry about paid traffic all the time. You need to worry about SEO optimization. You need to worry about fulfillment in a little bit different way. So I get that. I think the digital twin method is a nice, easy bridge for people because they can start going off of Amazon, get a product, and then, not a product, but a digital product. They don't have to worry about shipping, whatever. And then if they're going to test a product, test it as an affiliate. There are tons of supplements back there. If you don't want to be an affiliate, test it as a notify me button. That works really well for Shopify, right? Yeah. So when you launch, you have a bump right away.
Okay.
Yeah. So the other thing that is very risky about Amazon, and we know this, I'm not saying anything we don't know, is that they own the customers.
Yeah.
We rent the customers every single time. I don't care how long you've been on Amazon. You have to gain the customers over and over again. Remember the day when we used to be able to mail the customers? Remember
that? Yeah. There was all these strategies, some shows about follow-up sequences. And
yeah. Yeah.
You could download the list. They masked the email, though, but it still would go through. There was that, like it was like an Amazon email.
There was an Amazon email.
But it would go to the customer.
It would go to the customer.
I forgot when they stopped
that. You could have the email sequence. Remember those days?
Yeah, and follow-up. I think they even have that now, but most people don't subscribe.
Yeah. They know it goes into spam. And you can send one message, right?
Yeah.
So you don't have the customer. And to me, without the customer, I really don't think I have a business.
I mean, I generally agree, but at the same time, people know your brand. Even before Amazon, there's retail stores. They had the customer. The brand didn't have the customer. They would have to sell through these chain stores, and they didn't give. So I never did. I don't really do that, but you don't get the customer. That's their customer. And then you have the brand. So they still buy your brand, even though you don't get the customer information. Of course, I want the customer information. But in my brain, I justify it by, like, well, they know my brand, and I'm kind of like an authority. I still have to bridge it, honestly. For mostly, I'm still all Amazon.
Oh, Amazon, yeah. Yeah, and a lot of people are. If you're Amazon, you're Amazon. If you Shopify,
you're
Shopify. It's
so hard. Yeah, it's two groups.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah, so there's no doubt that owning a customer is easier because you can retarget them, you can mail to them again. When Christmas comes, it's easier to do a drop, right? And even you need instant money, it really is easier to just say, hey, by the way, I have a sale. Oh, by the way, I have this product and we're clearing it, right? Just say boom.
Yeah.
And then somebody will take it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I guess the other reason, though, for Amazon sellers, it's a different, it's like right brain, left brain. They still need to learn how to do these kind of like the digital marketing, the email sequence, the digital product. It's a little bit of a different skill.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a different skill set. I think that's a good conversation because there are two skills, right? There's the product creator, the tinkerer, I want to call it,
mm-hmm.
and then there are the people who actually market it, the marketer. And I think that's why most companies, the ones, I'm talking about the ones that we're familiar with, Apple, right?
Yeah.
Steve Jobs was the marketer, and then Steve Wozniak was a tinkerer, right? And then Facebook, right? Zuckerberg is the marketer, and Sandberg,
yes.
She's the...
Yeah, she joined earlier on. As she was like the mom almost, I think.
Yeah, the COO.
Yeah,
exactly. So I think you need two skill sets. And unfortunately for us entrepreneurs, sometimes we're solopreneurs, we're wearing one hat, the hat that we're comfortable with, right? But honestly, if you can get two hats, maybe use AI to get the other hat going, much better off.
Okay. So this has been a good insights. So the digital twin, then you also have, you're helping with the launching as a service? Like there's, I forgot the name we chatted before, but there's a Product Rocket?
Product Rocket, yes.
What's
so,
this?
So Product Rocket is, Intellex has OG products, so Product Rocket is our first product to help SMBs or solopreneurs launch their product fast. So rather than dealing with the infrastructure, the funnels, the uptake, all that kind of thing, Product Rocket with AI technology can help you validate the product, get you the funnel going, test it, measure the stats, and if the stats are good, you're
okay.
Good. Yeah.
Okay. So what are some KPIs we should look for, like when you're doing this digital twin? Is there some kind of metrics we should be like measuring or looking for to decide, and then when to take inventory? So you're like an affiliate of one, or you have to notify me when it gets to it. Is there some kind of triggers that you look
Absolutely.
For?
Absolutely. That's a great question. I love KPIs because KPI rules marketing, right? I love
Seems
it.
Seems like data-driven.
Yeah. Exactly. Be data-driven.
Honestly, I'm not good at it, but I know it's needed.
Well, again, two hats, right?
Yeah.
You're good at one hat.
I'm more the creative side.
Right. Exactly. So the KPIs are really important here because you're spending money that has a direct correlation to your success. I know it in Amazon, you spend money because you got to do samples, shipping, product, but it's months away, right? Here, it's like, oh, okay, I need to shift a little bit because you see the result. So the KPI is this. We run paid ads, and then we look for a positive ROAS, return on ad spend. So if we see one-ish, that means that we're breaking even our ad spend. We're acquiring a buying customer list for free. Now, how do we decide when to pull the trigger on a product? Let's say we're gung-ho on a product. We got to have a physical product. Well, on the thank you page, you actually measure the click-through rate. So let's say that you put a supplement on the thank you page, and then the click-through rate's between 15-20%, something like that. That's another sign of potential success, okay? But we don't stop there. Another KPI we look at is the buy rate, after they click through. So we measure all of that. And from what we've seen, if you see a 5% or so, you're good to go.
Okay.
You're good to go. The success margin is very high. We had a client who's mega now. She started with supplement and then pulled out a supplement and went just the digital method, never went back to the physical product again. And all the better for her because she doesn't have to deal with inventory. And when she needs to sell a physical product, her affiliate sales is a lot more than what she ever did on a physical product.
Okay.
Yeah. But we measured again. So the first time we went through that measurement, it was a no-go. Then we did it again. And for her, we kind of tweaked it just right. The second time was a charm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that makes me wonder, like, she doesn't have a physical product. Is her landing page, it's a information product?
Information product, a PDF.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And it wouldn't be so say we have an Amazon brand and we want to do this, would we make a info product style landing page?
You would.
Okay.
You would.
Would it be from the brand, or we make like a third party looking affiliate?
There's a certain type of landing page that works really well. And those are, they look like informational kind of landing pages, like an infomercial. And that's in Product Rocket too, so that you don't have to just run it, right?
Okay.
Yeah. But those work really well because the psychology when you run a paid ads, especially on Facebook, is not, I'm looking for a bird feeder. They're not doing that. We're introducing bird feeders to them when they're looking at a funny cartoon. So the psychology is different. You need to stick with that psychology.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still like the old-fashioned, like Google or Amazon. They're searching for the product. I have the product. They buy the product.
Yeah.
I think on socials, they have maybe a problem or they're a different, you know, like you said, a different mindset at the time they're on that platform.
Exactly.
So you can't, yeah, because it's true. Like, how do you get them to buy a product directly from scrolling on a social feed?
Exactly. It seems complicated. And then if you look at influencers on YouTube, they say you got to post 100,000 posts and do this. And it's complicated, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the honest answer is that if you have a little bit of test budget, it's not complicated.
Okay.
There's a formula you follow. And then there are metrics that you look at and when to go forward or you pull the trigger.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I guess just back on the brand, should it be from my product brand domain, or maybe people don't even pay attention to the domain name, or should I get like another domain name that's like more informational product name?
Absolutely. That's a great question. Brands we find don't work that well. So we would split as a brand versus
like
how to restore your hormones when you're fasting.com.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because on the ad, there's very limited real estate, and they'll see that subliminally. They'll see the ad, and they'll see the domain, howtorestoreyourhormones.com, and they go. Yeah.
Okay.
So Facebook actually today makes it a ton easier than it was even 5 years ago because of AI.
Really? I'm like 5 years ago, Facebook. I haven't been on it.
Yeah.
I haven't done it since 5 years now. So
They advance in AI, too.
Okay.
So it's really helped us. They might get to a point where they actually create the ads for us. I don't trust them because in that case...
I don't either.
In that case, they'll insert their own product, right? Which is like what Amazon does. They have the Amazon Basics.
Mm-hmm.
Once they prove that this pair of slippers work, boom, Amazon Basic slots in.
They'll ask for the invoice from your factory.
Yeah.
And then they'll contact the factory.
They'll contact the factory.
I can't believe they do that, but they do that.
They do that. They only care about number one, which is themselves.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's true. We have to keep some separation. Anybody listening, don't just give invoices and try to keep, I know these big platforms are trying to kill us, but don't make it too easy for them, please.
Don't make it easy.
Yeah. Awesome. So, yeah, well, I'm excited. You were at the summit last year, thanks. And
we met
in Bangkok,
mm-hmm.
and this year you're speaking about similar this style. And I'm excited for it. I was just checking the agenda with the team before this call and before this podcast. And you want to share some of what you're going to be?
Yeah, so I'm going to go into a lot more detail about this method, share some of the pain points, how we got around it, share some of the tricks, whatever. I can guarantee you that what you'll hear here is new. You won't hear on YouTube, whatever, because we tested it ourselves. But I can also guarantee you that if it makes sense and you don't implement in 6 months, that window is gone. It's just
the way things work. Everything's going fast now.
Everything is going fast. People are AI, they see your ads, they see what you're doing, they copy your funnel, and then you have a competitor. But in that time frame, if you have the right positioning, the right list built up, the right systems built up, and duplicated, gosh, it's hard to go against an 800-pound gorilla that is you.
That's awesome. Super excited for the session, and it's been fun to have you today. And also, what about the services or some of these?
Yes.
What websites?
So where I'm going to teach a masterclass on the digital twin method in October. That's also at the same time where we launch a product rocket.
Great.
Just to be transparent, I'm going to teach the method using manual methods, and I'm going to teach the method using a tool, just to show you that you can do it by hand or you can use a tool which will make things faster.
Great. All right, and we'll put these different links on our show notes on Global from Asia. Thanks again for coming
awesome.
On.
Awesome. Thank you.
Great to
thank you.
Learn more from you, and I can't wait to see you at the summit.
I'm glad we're outside, too.
Yeah, well, it's nice. It's a good excuse.
Yeah, Chiang Mai.
It's real. It's not AI. Sometimes I got to maybe I'll bring the... It's not AI.
Yeah.
So this is a nice pond here in Chiang Mai. Some pigeons there. And all right. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Thanks, Alex. Have
thank
a good
you.
Day.
Thanks, Mike.
Cheers.
Wow, what an episode. Huge thanks to Alex Tran for breaking down the digital twin method. Such a smart way to test products without the inventory risk. Let's recap. Validate pain points on platforms like Reddit, create a PDF guide, show a product on the thank you page, follow up with emails, and measure results. Hitting a 5% conversion rate and breaking even on ads. That's a free buyer's list and a green light to launch. Lisa, any final thoughts?
My big takeaway? You don't have to gamble on inventory anymore. Test smart, build your own list, and launch with confidence. Let's hear from our GFA community. Sarah from Seattle asked, with Amazon ad costs skyrocketing in 2025, how do I stay competitive? Mike, what's your take?
Great question, Sarah. The digital twin method helps here too. By testing demand with low-cost digital proxies, you can optimize ad spend before committing to inventory. Focus on niche forums to find high-intent audiences and keep your ROAS above 1. It's about working smarter, not just spending more.
Solid advice, Mike. And for our listeners, we love hearing from you.
Lisa, what's coming up?
The Cross-Border Summit 2025 is just around the corner, November 3rd to 5th. In Chiang Mai. Alex will be there, along with other e-commerce rock stars. Keep forging your own path, GFA community.
Absolutely, Lisa. Thanks for joining us, Alex, and to our listeners, keep scaling those cross-border ventures. This is Global from Asia, where we break down the daunting to doable. See you next week.
To get more info about running an international business, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.